What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn, your friendly radio economist, lawyer, commentator, friend, who's always down for a little great conversation, maybe even a little debate. For this first half hour, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers' recent controversial comments as he's doing sports commentating as a quarterback who's about to be done, who's only been able to amass one Super Bowl championship. He basically got on Pat McAfee's show and talked smack about people that talk smack on Pat McAfee's show. Let's take a listen to what he had to say, Cal. Let her rip.
These experts on TV who nobody remembers what they did in their career, so in order for them to stay relevant, they have to make comments that keep them in the conversation. That wasn't going on in 2008, 2009. That was non-existent. You know, the sports center of my youth, those guys made the highlights so much fun, and that's what they showed on sports center. Now it's all talk shows and people whose opinions are so important now, and they believe they're the celebrities now, they're the stars for just being able to talk about sports or give a take about sports, many of which are unfounded or asinine, as we all know. But that's that's the environment that we're in now.
Unfounded or asinine? Hey, dear Aaron, have you ever said anything that's unfounded and asinine? Because I can think of a few things right off the top of my head about, being inoculated. Yeah, that was unfounded and asinine and could have killed people. So this is Ryan Clark, former Steeler. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's not a fan of Rodgers. In response, he was on with Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. Let's take a listen. This was Ryan Clark's response.
I find it extremely funny that he's saying this on a show with a man who, as great as he was as a punter, is far more famous as a pundit.
That's a fact.
And Pat McAfee. A.J. Hawk, who I felt like was a good player, right, is now on TV and he gets to give his thoughts as well. Actually, Aaron Rodgers, you're being paid to be on that show to
exactly.
give your thoughts and opinions as a personality.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. He is not to me a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is one of the best and most talented quarterbacks to ever play this game. And he ain't no more. And his problem is that people are willing to say it. Are people not supposed to be able to do their jobs in an unbiased way and be honest about who you are as a player because you feel like you had a better career than them?
Yeah.
I don't agree to that. And for you to sit up there and say that there are these people who feel like they have now become the celebrity or they have now become the superstar or the sports center of old is gone. Yeah, bro, because times change. The reason that they're paying you $1 million or whatever it is to be on Pat McAfee is because you had a great career and people are going to listen to your opinions, which people listen to my opinion.
They
people
paid
listen
him $1 million?
Cam Newton's opinion. People listen to Stephen A's opinion because those opinions are informed. And so my biggest problem with Aaron Rodgers, because to me, I'm actually not upset about what he's saying because I ain't no hit dog. And a hit dog, a holler. Mm-hmm. My issue with him is you're doing the exact same thing.
You're doing it too.
And the reason that you're getting this opportunity to say these asinine things is because someone is paying you who is exactly the same thing that you are now speaking out against. Yeah. This dude is once again tone deaf. This dude is once again unaware. This dude is once again arrogant to a point that's almost sickening because he says these things and he talks tough and he behaves in this way, but he ain't, right? He has all of this cachet because he's a good player, but they ain't people around here that come around and talk about what type of leader you are. They ain't people that come around here and talk about wanting to follow you because of the type of man you have been. This dude is a fraud. Right? He's been a fraud and he could throw a football and that's where it stops. Once that talent ends, so does him and so does he. And so to sit up there, man, and to be just blatantly hypocritical is funny and sickening at the same time.
Damn. I mean, what more is there to say? I think Ryan Clark got it right. What do you all think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4242. 4842. Matt from Middleton saying, I think we appreciate and admire the talent and work done. and we need to judge the person accordingly. Being nice isn't usually part of the character type that excels at competition. That's an interesting take. I don't know if I totally agree, because I've played a lot of team sports. Granted, never at a professional athlete level. I've also led offices full of people. And I got to say, there's a difference between being cutthroat about your competitors and being competitive. And what I'm going to say, nice isn't the right word, but knowing how to connect with people, to respect them, and to motivate them to fulfill their true, their highest potential. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers has ever been that guy. And he sure as heck ain't that guy today. I think we should be asking more of them, or at least not putting their asinine and unfounded, uninformed opinions out on the airwaves, on the television, for $1 million. I mean, save it. Scott from Shorewood, I present to you Michael Jordan. Amazing on the court, a total jerk off the court. What makes him more palatable is that he knows it and he doesn't care. That's a take. I mean, Michael Jordan, largely known to be a total jerk. And I think it's problematic. One of the differences between Michael Jordan and Aaron Rodgers, I'd point out, is that Michael Jordan isn't going on ESPN every week making money, you know, rolling the grift, if you will, again, spouting off in public about stuff he doesn't know a gosh darn thing about, which Aaron Rodgers does all the time and is happy to cash the checks. Robert from McFarland says, Packer quarterbacks not being good people, huh? Favre and Rodgers, two little peas in a pod. Indeed, indeed. We got to take care of a little business now. We're going to have to move on. I could talk about this. I'll just say this. Aaron Rodgers, not a good guy. And I've heard just about enough from not good guys. You know what I'm saying? Just about enough from the not good guys. Let's turn the page, though, y'all. When we come back, Will Ragland, Vice President of Research, Advocacy, and Outreach at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, joins us. We talk about the big things to watch out for in 2025 and why they're important to you. You're not going to want to go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your fill.